Hi, everyone. Welcome to our Wednesday night Bible study summary. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for the time that we can study your words. I pray you'd sink it deep in our hearts and we'd apply it in our lives. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Our study tonight is going to be in the book of Genesis. And we're going to be talking about confidence in the face of fear. The point of our study tonight is that trusting God when we are overwhelmed with fear. Boy, that's the time that we need it now, don't we? Whether we like to admit it or not, fear is something we all have to wrestle with. Whether it's fear of height, or creepy crawly things, or standing on a stage on a spotlight and being able to speak to thousands of people, that's kind of scary. Getting sick, or losing your job, or something happened to one of your children or your grandchildren, being alone. How about the fear of death and not completely being certain of what happens to you after this life is over? And while some fears may seem small, they can be crippling. And our minds and our bodies can seize up and almost become paralyzed. For some, just thinking about it is very fearful. You're in the woods. You see a bear. And the bear recognizes that you're there and begins running towards you. You take off running. You see a cabin. And you get to the porch. But the door is locked. You turn around. And the bear's on the porch. And then all of a sudden you wake up. Your heart's pounding. You're sweating. Why? Because of the fear that your mind produced. So what do we do when fear creeps into our lives? Well, Abraham's life shows us what we should do when fear comes and what we shouldn't do. So we're in Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12, beginning in verse 10. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to live there for a while because the famine was severe. As he was about to enter Egypt, he said to his wife Sarah, "I know what a beautiful woman you are. When the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife.' They will kill me, but they will let you live. Say you are my sister, so that I will be treated well for your sake, and my life will be spared because of you." Now I know some have said that Abraham's survival instinct may have led him to do what he just did, but let's call it what it is. It's fear. Since God had called Abraham to Canaan, surely God was going to take care of him, right? But fear and uncertainty led him to resettle his family in Egypt. Now, in Egypt, they would have been considered foreigners with no rights, no protection. Now, Abraham had fled the famine in fear, and the fear led him to respond irrationally, to say the least. That should not surprise us, for fear has the ability to reduce our great sound judgment and our logical thinking into something a lot less. Because fear is relentless in its power over us, and it can cause us to act very strangely. Abraham's fear taught him to hand over his wife Sarah to the Egyptian Pharaoh so that his life would be spared. But folks, there's a better way to handle fear, isn't there? In Matthew chapter 14, the Apostle Peter and the others were in a boat, and the boat was just being tossed through to and fro, and it was beginning to sink, and Jesus comes walking on the water. Well, Peter had courage to ask Jesus, "Lord, let me come to you. Let me walk on the water." And Jesus said, "Okay, come on, Peter." And Peter stepped down on the boat, and everything was great, and he was walking on the water. And then all of a sudden, he looked down, and he said, "Wait a minute, I'm walking on water. You can't walk on water." And he began to sink. He was swept up, and he began to sink. Fear and uncertainty grabbed a hold of him. And in those moments, we need to remember what Abraham seemed to forget. God is with us. And he'll take care of us. And in those moments, we've got to take our attention off of our fear and focus it on our Heavenly Father. We have to turn our worry into worship. Because reasons to fear will always be around, but we have far more reasons to worship the Lord than to be seized by fear. When we change our worry to worship and we carry our fear to our Heavenly Father, our perspective becomes clearer and we'll avoid that unnecessary journey to Egypt. Let's continue to read. But the Lord inflicted serious disease on Pharaoh and his household because of Abraham's wife Sarah. So Pharaoh summoned Abram and said, "What have you done to me? Why didn't you tell me she was your wife? Why did you say she is my sister, and so I took her to be my wife? Now then, here's your wife. Take her and go." The Pharaoh gave him orders about Abraham to his men, and they sent him on his way with his wife and everything that he had. It's interesting that Sarah went along with Abraham's lie. The officials raced to Pharaoh with the news that this woman was available on the land. In exchange for Sarah, Pharaoh lavished Abraham with all kinds of great stuff. And this brings up another point. Fear not only can reduce our faith, but it can cause others around us to stumble. Concealing the truth keeps us from healing and moving forward. Abraham's fear-induced lie also impacted Pharaoh and his household. Isn't it ironic that here we have a pagan Pharaoh calling out the great and faithful patriarch Abraham? Boy, that must have been a humbling experience to get a moral lesson from a pagan. See, the opportunity for Abraham to exercise leadership was completely destroyed by his fear and his lack of faith. See, the level of our fear and faith today can have a ripple effect for either good or bad. Fear and get Thank you.